14J.
There are some strange and unusual jobs out there. Listen to the following conversation and choose the correct alternative.
Wanted. Unusual job.
Hello there.
Oh, hi.
What are you up to?
I'm on the internet, checking out jobs.
What? Why? You're not planning on leaving school just yet, are you?
No, it's homework. I'm supposed to write an application for a job I find online. And I found this website that lists some really weird jobs.
Like what?
Well, there's this woman that works at a spa.
A massage therapist?
No. She takes care of the fish. Apparently, guests can put their feet in this pool and the small fish nibble away at the dry and dead skin.
Oh, yuck. Wait a minute. I remember reading about this. Here it is. The practice is banned in several US states for sanitary reasons, but the so-called doctor fish are still found in many spas around the world.
So, anyway, her main job is to make sure the fish are healthy. I guess she must have some other duties as well. Then there's this guy who designs jewellery for pets. He's based in Japan. He designs jewelled collars for cats and dogs, studded with pearls or crystals or whatever. It's apparently quite difficult to make a collar that's both strong yet comfortable, so that the crystals or the gems don't get hooked on the hair. There's a big market for this, believe it or not. His company is called Precious.
Unbelievable.
I know. Apparently, there are more pets than children in Japan. It's a pet superpower. One woman, a surgeon called Toshiko Horikoshi, has two dogs, a chihuahua and a poodle. They have a wardrobe full of designer clothes, jumpers, coats, hats, sunglasses, and even tiny shoes. Horikoshi says she buys their clothes from Chanel, Gucci and Dior, all of which have lines in luxury canine couture.
That's just so wrong.
Or how about this? Fancy going into retail selling clothes?
Selling clothes? Well, that's hardly an unusual job, is it?
No, really. This man, Miguel Caballero, his name is, he's known as the Armani of body armour, right? He's made a fortune selling bulletproof clothing to nervous politicians and businessmen. The police in Colombia, where he's from, are clients. The Colombian police! And that actor, Steven Seagal, ordered a bulletproof kimono.
A bulletproof kimono? You've got to be kidding me.
No, really. And you can get raincoats, blazers, vests. There's even a polo shirt capable of stopping a bullet from an Uzi submachine gun. And the clothes look exactly like normal clothes. But get this. If you want to work in one of his stores, you have to go through the process of being shot at least once. Before you sign on the dotted line, he expects you to put on one of his jackets and face a bullet. He says it's so that you can talk about the properties of the clothes with confidence when you're dealing with customers. Pretty radical, huh?
Oh, you don't say. Still, I guess you get to meet some interesting people in that line of business.
Yeah, right. And then there's the guy who worked with crocodiles.